I feel like I know what this is. Hannah Stanley. This is WGN. It is Girls Night Out. And yet again, I bring a boy in studio. Joining me right now for my Podities segment, which is the time each week that I talk to one of the hosts of a podcast. And I've started with the podcasts that are going to be on WGN Plus. You can go to WGNplus.com or you can download the WGN Plus app. And we have a variety of podcasts covering a myriad of topics. But one that I love is the Sean Green Show, ironically hosted by a guy named Brian Altimer.
Hey, how are you?
I am so good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. First time being in the big showcase studio, and right now I'm sweating bullets.
On this side of the studio.
Right.
Usually sit on that side
right,
of the studio.
And I'm looking at Ro. And now I know how Ro feels every day. So this is like...
Trust me, Ro is not sweating bullets.
Looking at that face every day. Oh, Lord, Hannah. Poor Ro.
Oh, please. Handsome man, Brian, sitting across to me. Let me ask you this. You are Sean Green
yes.
on your podcast.
Well, I figured Sean Green, I use my middle name, which is Sean. And Green is the first street I grew up on. So I did the little play of the, the middle name in the street because I felt that was the best way to go and it just stuck. So I stuck with Sean Green and I've been Sean Green for about 3 years now and been on WGN Plus for a year. It's been really fun and I love it. I really love it and just looking forward to the future and hopefully bigger things.
Expanding. You're heading out to Vegas to cover things for the podcast.
Yes, I am. I will be out in Vegas in January to cover the AVN Awards, which is the adult video news.
Of course it is. Okay.
So I will be there from the 20th through the 26th. I'll be on the red carpet. I'll be covering most of the festivities during the show and after the show. Some material will go up on WGNplus.com. The other stuff you can find on SeanGreenShow.com.
Okay.
So
I have no doubt on what will and will not make it onto WGN Plus versus not. So tell me what I listen to many of the podcasts, a lot of gaming information.
Yes. I talked with Ray Carcillo, who's one of the review editors at EGMNow.com, Electronic Gaming Monthly. And he pretty much gives me all the lowdown on the hottest video games and what you should buy, what you shouldn't buy. And, with Christmas right around the corner, people want to know what game is safe for my kid, what game, should I get that's hot. And he's just been very helpful with that. So one of the games that he recommended highly was Madden 2016, which is a game that I have. So if you don't have that game, go out and get it. I am totally hooked on that game. I play with the Bears all the time, even though the Bears kind of, suck.
Now, well, yes. So here's the thing, though. What changes, and I'm going to guess it happens to correlate with the current players on the current roster of the current teams. So each year there's a new Madden 20 whatever.
Correct. And normally when they do, the cover is normally somebody who won the Super Bowl. So it's really cool to play this game. And I recently got into Madden about 4 years ago because I'm not really into football that much, but being able to play Madden is so real. I'm totally hooked. And if I'm not playing that, I'm playing Call of Duty. I'm like one of the best gamers in Call of Duty. So if anybody wants to play
me. Okay, but you actually have military experience.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That doesn't surprise me that you would be into that game. But what changes from year to year, aside from the roster on Madden, why does he release a new one every year?
Well, they one, it's just a cash cow. That's
right.
Because people always
buy the new one.
They always buy the new one. But they always change up, playbooks. They always change up different kicking strategies, passing strategies. Like in the current one, the new thing is you can pass high and pass low. It's more accurate. It's more real. So that's one of the things that they changed. The franchise mode is really cool. So it's a lot of things that they change every year. So they try to make the experience as real as possible. They even have like a fantasy league on Madden. So it's
the whole thing is fantasy.
Yeah, the entire thing is fantasy, and it's really cool to play.
Ooh, sorry. I turned your mic off when I coughed instead of my own. I apologize. So with other games, when you have these interviews and you talk to him, what would be a good safe video game gift for kids?
The super safe game right now is the Mario Maker, and that's for the Nintendo 3DS. They also have it for the Wii. And all it is if you are used to the classic Super Mario Brothers, all it is you get to build your own world. So you can build your own levels and you can put it out there and other people can play your levels, or you can just make them and play them yourself. So you can do pretty much anything you want to in this game, which I think is really cool. So it's really safe, and the kids will love it. I mean, I love it. I played it hours and hours on end. So,
all right. So you're a big gamer. Clearly, we've been talking about this. What would be the best system to invest in?
It's kind of hard. If you're really into the first person shooters, I will say get a PS4. There's a lot of first person shooters. Call of Duty is one of my favorite ones to date. Xbox One, I would definitely put at number two. Nintendo, this year, they had a lot of, advances this year, but I'm still not totally sold on Nintendo yet. So, right now, PS4 is the go-to.
All right. Why are you not totally sold on Nintendo?
Because it's mainly to me, and this is just my opinion,
sure,
is more geared towards the kids. So, and you know, I'm pretty old, so at some point I do get bored. Even though the Mario game is pretty cool, but at some point you do get bored.
Okay.
So I like the more mature games. So
all right,
PS4 is the one for me.
Family making an investment, they're looking at Wii. What do you say?
I say wait on the Wii right now.
Okay.
Definitely wait
just
on
just because the Wii. Of the variety of games?
Just wait on it. It's because it's going to be so much more out in 2016, so I would definitely wait on that. Right now, the best thing to get is the PS4, because 2016 is going to be that year for Sony when they release all their new titles. So if you're going to get a game, if you're going to get a console, definitely go out and get a PS4. Invest in a PS4. You won't be disappointed with the PS4. If you got enough for a bundle, get a PS4 bundle. They're normally run under $300 now, and you'll have a lot of fun.
All right. This is all kinds of stuff about a world I don't even know anything about. But I know Brian, and Brian hosts The Sean Green Show, which you can get at WGNPlus.com or the WGN Plus app, which you can download in any app store of whatever device you happen to have. More with Brian on Girls Night Out with Hannah Stanley. It's WGN. Nice. Hannah Stanley. Yeah, that's old school. Hannah Stanley, this is Girls Night Out on WGN. Joining me in studio is the host of The Sean Green Show, which you can find at WGNPlus.com. Also, WGN Plus app, which is on all of your devices. You can find that in whatever app store you go to. And SeanGreen.com, S-E-A-N, Sean Green, the way the crayon spells it, .com, or SeanGreenShow.com. We were talking about gaming.
Yeah.
And
one of the things that I definitely want to tell you, and you opened the first, you know, the hour with this was the Star Wars, and I saw it twice already.
Of course you did.
The Force Awakens.
No spoilers. We're not giving out spoilers.
No spoilers.
Don't freak out.
But there is a game that I want to kind of, you know, let people know to kind of, you know, in a sense, stay away from, is Star Wars Battlefront. And it's on the Xbox One. It is on PS4. And it's on Wii. And I played that game, and that game is really, really bad.
Really?
It's really bad. It was like a money grab. They knew people they were going to go out and buy this game because it's Star Wars. There are a lot of Star Wars fans out there.
Well, Rachel was telling me this. She saw a picture that somebody had, like, they had branded Star Wars oranges or something. Like, everything is branded Star Wars.
Yeah, everything. I went to the grocery store today and saw, like, Cheerios, and the honeybee had the Darth Vader mask.
Of course,
like,
he did.
You know, everything is Star Wars. I mean, it's crazy.
It's funny because I've seen the first three, and in the first three, I mean the original three, Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi. I've seen them. I think I've seen them even more than once. It's not my deal.
Yeah.
It's not my bag, baby.
Right. And I'm not like a really big Star Wars fan either.
But you've seen the movie twice.
I've seen it twice because, you know, I went the first time, you know, with my girlfriend. The second time, I went to see it with my kids.
Okay.
And I will say, if you haven't seen it, it's one of those movies that you definitely have to see before the end of the year. And it's one of those, I felt like a kid again when I saw this movie. And it will be on the edge of your seat from start to finish.
All right, because Dean Richards gave it a Dean's List A+.
Yes.
I don't know that I have ever in my life heard that out of him ever before. I didn't
really
know it was possible.
Oh, wow. Well, he wasn't lying. I mean, it's definitely a really solid movie. And I'm quite sure they're going to have more down the pipeline. And just can't wait. But in the spirit of Christmas, because I know, this is one of the, I love Christmas. I love getting people things. And I rushed across the street to Walgreens to get you some stuff. So I went right now.
You walked in and you said, I have gifts. And I'm like, I don't understand what you're even talking about.
Okay.
I don't know why you would have done this.
All right. So the first thing I got you.
Okay.
And I'm getting out this cheap Walgreens bag.
But they're not cheap because in the city of Chicago, we can't. You bought me a taxi?
I bought you a taxi cab.
A taxi cab.
And this is going to be an antique because of Uber, because Uber's taking over. So there you go. So there you go. And there's more stuff here.
There's a taxi cab bank. It's a yellow checkered taxi. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm very confused as to why this is happening.
Oh, no.
Now, you and I have known each other for moons, many, many, many moons.
Yes. Yes.
We've worked together at multiple stations.
Yeah.
But thank you. This is the first time we've ever exchanged gifts. And by exchanged, I mean you've given me anything.
Yeah. And one of the
I didn't know we were exchanging.
Oh, no, no. We wasn't exchanging. This is just me out the kindness of my heart. So I got you a 6-pack of Dos Equis.
Sure. Because I'm the most interesting
woman in the
girl
world.
In the world.
So
yes.
You
thank you.
So I got you some Dos Equis.
Okay.
And
thank you.
To polish that down, I got you a brown paper bag.
Oh.
So I got you a bottle of Hornitos.
Yes. Holy mama. Okay, so this is a party in a bag.
Yeah.
Why did you bring me gifts, Brian Altimer, Sean Green?
Because you were so nice to have me on the show.
Oh, you're so kind.
And I love the spirit of giving. So I figured I'd give you something. Also, one of the cool things.
You gave me a lot of things. Thank you.
Yeah, one of the cool things we did on the Rokan show is we had a white elephant Christmas exchange. And I had no idea what the white elephant was until producer Jeff Carlin told me about it. And we had got some really cool gifts. And I wanted to get you something because you've been so nice to me through the years. So
Well, likewise. Thank you very much. And I appreciate the kindness of you bringing me items. That was incredibly thoughtful of you. And I do want to explain to people, Brian has been Rose producer for a long time.
Right, past 10 years.
I know. It's been a long time.
Yeah, I remember running into Ro when I first saw him, and he scared the mess out of me. I was like, I don't know if I can work.
Most of the staff here feels that way. He hasn't been here long enough for them to understand that that's just a big act. No, but you are the, what we call you, technical producer, the audio producer.
Yeah,
you do all the sound for Ro's show, which is 3 to 7 here on WGN.
Yeah.
Every day. Monday through Friday.
Yeah, and back to video games.
Yes, please.
One of the things I definitely wanted to put out there, too, was that next year with Sony, they're going to have, we were talking about this earlier about Sony.
Which is the PS4.
Yeah, the PS4. They're going to have a really big year in 2016 with Street Fighter V. They're going to have the Sony virtual reality headset. So it's going to be so much good gaming that's going to come out of that. And it's going to be at an affordable price. So it's definitely going to be out there for you.
Okay. So here's a thing, too. As far as gifts and people like me who are very clueless in this space, What if I were like, I see those chairs that interact and they vibrate and they do all kinds of
gaming chairs.
Yeah.
Well, those are one of those things that, I would technically, I would stay away from those chairs because, if you get them like from a big box store, you're not getting like the authentic ones. The authentic ones normally run around $400.
Yeah, that's a lot for like an aunt giving a gift.
Yeah, so getting one from
I'm
like,
that generous, but I am not that wealthy.
Right.
I make radio money.
and the ones they have like at the big box stores, they're technically not that good, and they'll last about a year before something's going wrong with it, and you feel like you wasted your money. But the really good ones you can get online; they run about $400.
Okay,
and they're really, really good too.
All right, so top Christmas gifts, you've mentioned the PS4 or the bundle, the PS4 bundle, because this is you think you are looking into the magic crystal ball of gaming and think this is the future.
Yes.
All right, what would be in the $50 range?
Ooh, $50 range.
Nothing. Nothing is in the $50 range.
Well, I mean, if they already have a system, if they already have a system, if they have a PS4, definitely get them the Call of Duty Black Ops 3.
If they're 10 or younger.
If they're 10 or younger, I don't want
my nephew playing Call of Duty.
I will go with Little Big Planet for the kids.
What is that?
Little Big Planet is pretty much... It reminds me of Mario, just a more Mario Brothers, but it's a more complex game where you can. It's more cute because they have different themes. They have like Star Wars themes in it, Batman, and it's really fun. And I remember playing the first two with my kids, and we had a lot of fun. And it's
and what's it called?
Little Big Planet 3.
Little Big Planet 3. Have you seen this Lego Dimensions?
Yes, I have.
What do you think?
Lego Dimensions is a pretty fun game. I recommend that one as well. If you're gonna go with Lego, definitely go with that because there are so many different Lego games. But I think, hands down, Little Big Planet 3 is the one you might want to get.
All right. You have heard it here. It is Little Big Planet. I know nothing. I don't know about this. I'm so glad to have you in because it's so neat to have somebody who's so knowledgeable about something that I have no clue about. Lego Dimensions. The other one is Disney. What's the big Disney one?
Oh, the Infinity. Now,
yeah, Disney Infinity.
I would stay away from that one. And that's it's only because... they show you the commercial and it's all these different superheroes and different characters. But what they don't tell you is that when you first buy it, you're spending like $79 for maybe four characters. And then the entire game, if you're willing to shut out the cash, you're going to pay extra for the characters. So by the time you get all the characters,
you've spent like $3,000.
You spent about $200 and some change after you buy everything. So
you might as well just go to Disney.
Right. You might as well go ahead and do that. So right. That's the bad thing about it.
All right. Brian Altimer, you are the host of the Sean Green Show. It is on WGN Plus, WGN Plus app, which you can download everywhere, and SeanGreenShow.com. Are you going to hang out with me for the rest of the show?
Oh, definitely.
I'm so excited. We're talking holiday movies on the other side of the news. Hannah Stanley, WGN, Girls Night Out. I feel like this is Harry Potter. Oh, it's Home Alone. All right, so Christmas movies. That makes sense. Thank you. Hannah Stanley here. This is Girls Night Out with Hannah Stanley. I am your host, Hannah Stanley. Joining me in studio is the host of the Sean Green Show, which you can find at SeanGreenShow.com, S-E-A-N, show.com, or... WGNplus.com or the WGN Plus app, which you can find in all of your app stores. It's very easy. And you talk a lot about entertainment things, but a ton about gaming.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about holiday movies in a second because I love one of your opinions on this. I've been following this online. You've been defending a movie.
Oh, yeah, I have.
But I want to get to a text question. We had a texter text into 312-981-7200, as you can as well. Please ask Brian what he thinks of the new Star Wars game for a teen boy, because you're a grown-up.
Yeah. So Star Wars Battlefront, if you want to get him Star Wars Battlefront, you can. I just don't recommend the game because it's only an online mode, and it's versus. It's not really a campaign mode. You're just playing against each other. So it's like 10 maps on there. You'll end up getting bored pretty quick. So if he's into Star Wars that much, then that's a good buy. Season passes.
Yeah, because that was the second part of the question. Yeah. Was season passes. And you actually have a podcast about season passes.
Yeah. Now, season passes are basically when you buy a game like Call of Duty, Madden. They sell these season passes, so when they update a game, if you buy the season pass, you automatically get it for free. You don't have to pay extra for it. If you don't get the season pass, you got to pay like $14-15 for the season pass.
All right, time out. So when I buy an iPhone and they do an update, they just give it to me.
Right, they just give it to you.
So when you buy a game, they don't just give you the upgrade?
No, because they add on more levels. They may add in different weapons if you're talking about a first-person shooter.
And now you understand why I don't know gaming systems.
Yeah, so when you buy these, if you don't get the season passes, when they have all these add-ons, the general price is about $14 to $20. With Star Wars Battlefront, I think the season pass is about $50. So in addition to paying $60 for the game, you're going to pay about $50 more for the season pass. So you're spending about $100 for a game that, you know, you might not like, or if
like
they do
6 weeks from now, you're going to be like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. And it's pretty bad. Like the game that caught the most about the season pass was the Batman Arkham Knight, which is an awesome game. But the season pass was horrible because they barely updated stuff, and it when they did, it was so the play was so monotonous.
Lame,
right? It was pretty lame. So, I will say, Arkham Knight, Batman Arkham Knight. You can get this on Xbox One. You can get it on PS3, PS4. I mean, the game itself is phenomenal because there's so many Batman games that are out there, but this particular title totally immerses you into Batman. You get to drive the Batmobile, which in previous Batman games you could not do, and they totally made the Batmobile just a character in itself. So you would love this game if you haven't played Arkham Knight. That is a game to definitely get if you're looking for a game to get your kid and they're into Batman. I guarantee you they will love that game.
But skip the season pass.
Skip the season pass.
And you can go on to WGNplus.com, Sean Green Show, and it's like right there is one of your podcasts that's prominent is about the season passes. All right. Pardon me. Holiday movies. Huh. There is a holiday movie that you have been defending, and I am on your side over this. What is it?
Die Hard.
That's exactly it. It all takes place on Christmas Eve.
Right. It takes place on Christmas Eve. John McClane is a New York City cop. He's separated from his wife. He travels to L.A.
To win her love back.
To win her love back. And she's at a Christmas party at Nakatomi Plaza.
Yes.
And Hans Gruber and the boys drop in, and they take the entire building siege, and it is one of those movies that you don't think of as a Christmas movie, but you know, after all these years, when you look back on it, to me, it is a Christmas movie.
Was it released around Christmas? Was
no,
it a Christmas release?
It was released in June, and what was so crazy about that film was, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Bruce Willis was like right. He was coming off that TV show Moonlighting.
Oh,
so
yeah.
And Moonlighting was more like a comedy. So you couldn't picture Bruce Willis as an action hero.
No,
so.
And then he delivers the ultimate line, which we can't say on the air.
No,
yippee-ki-yo-ki-yay.
Yeah, and
Mr. Man. Yeah.
But what's crazy is that now some stations will play Die Hard around Christmas Eve, and I will watch it. I mean, it's a pretty long movie, but I will say that Die Hard is one of the best action movies that I ever seen.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
I love, and it's not gratuitous.
No.
I mean, it's not like blood and guts just for blood and guts sake.
No, not at all. And I think what really sold it to me as a Christmas movie was all the holiday songs they did put in it.
Yes.
You know, it was a ton of holiday music that they did put in Die Hard. So in my opinion, Die Hard is a Christmas movie. So
I agree. So, those, if anybody has an opinion otherwise, 312-981-7200, you can text your opinions in. And also let us know what your favorite holiday movies are. My favorite is actually a TV special, which is Prep and Landing.
Really?
Do you know that?
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's so precious. And I think it's going to air on Christmas Eve on ABC Family. But what it is Prep and Landing are the crack team that set up the site. See, this is, it's very military. Huh. You would enjoy this.
Really?
But they're the elves that go and prep the house for Santa's arrival. And that's how he's able to get in and out and done. Because they go in and make sure that all the no creatures are stirring. They go in and make sure that the stockings are hung with care. They do all the stuff that we know that Santa has to do. He zips in and out because he has an advanced team.
Oh, wow.
And they're the Prep and Landing team, and they're adorable, and I love them.
I definitely have to check that out. Now, one of the movies that I actually like, but it's still kind of, it's really dark, is It's a Wonderful Life. It's a really dark movie.
It's like heavy.
It's super dark. And
you weren't here last year. We had Zuzu last year when we did, because we just did, yesterday, we did our annual holiday play, which we do live on air. It's an old time radio play. And yesterday it was Miracle on 34th Street, but we made it Miracle on Jerry Wells Street for Jerry Wells, who is a beloved executive assistant here, and who has stepped down from her full time duties.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 years ago, it was A Christmas Carol Hankner, who is another executive assistant who had been here for 50 years. And then last year we had It's a Wonderful Life, and Zuzu from the movie, who was held as a little girl by Jimmy Stewart, she was here and we did that play live. But you're absolutely right. There are major dark undertones.
Yeah. And
it all turns out okay.
Yeah, it turns out okay at the end. But when I looked at it the other day, I was like, wow, this is pretty dark.
It's very sad.
Yeah.
It really is that he has gotten it so, he feels so bleak that he needs to get to that point to realize how wonderful life really is. It's a wonderful life, Brian. That's kind of the point. Elf. I love Elf.
Oh, man. I love Elf, too. You can't go wrong with Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell, I will say, is one of the best. If you want to call him like an improv actor, because I think most of the stuff he does is like totally off the top of his head. And it's so funny. I can just watch that over and over again along with, even though it's not a Christmas movie, I can watch Anchorman.
Sure.
And it's been a few movies that he's done that I was like, okay, I'm
well,
not.
Old School.
Yeah, old School.
Come on, that's awesome.
I love Old School.
You have to.
Yeah, and I just watched Get Hard the other day, and Get Hard was pretty, it wasn't one of his best ones, but it was still funny in certain parts. But
815 is texting in Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sinbad, which is a name that is so rarely texted in to Girls Night Out with Hannah Stanley.
Oh yeah, I love Jingle All the Way. That was about the toy with Arnold and Sinbad were trying to get, can't think of the name of the toy, but they were both trying to
fighting
over the toy. And
it was a movie about Cabbage Patch Dolls, really is what it is. They were fighting over the toy.
It was an action figure.
What is the toy this year? Is there a toy that is like everybody has to have?
You know what? I don't think so, because normally every year
there's something.
There's a must-have toy, and I have not heard of any toy that people are just knocking each other over the heads for.
No, so. I know hoverboards are hot, but they're not like that.
They're not safe.
They're also catching on fire. That is also an issue. It's very... Oh, this is interesting. 303 Texan, When Harry Met Sally.
Oh, that was a great
one. Is a holiday movie.
Yeah.
I always forget about that one. But yeah. 303 is absolutely correct. It is, in fact, a holiday movie because so much of it takes place around, like, they're getting gifts and they're bringing the tree home and she doesn't want to talk to him. And then it's Christmas and then it's New Year's Eve.
Yeah. And Home Alone is another one that I love. And even though that I find it really surprising that he got left Home Alone like three times.
Yeah, well,
but
yeah.
The original Home Alone,
you'd think,
is a great movie.
We actually have a map of the most Googled Christmas movie in each U.S. state, and here in Illinois, it is in fact Home Alone.
Hmm.
Christmas Story is another one that's big in the country. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yes, that's a good one too, the Griswold.
Yes, Elf is one, Miracle on 34th Street, which of course I just mentioned sort of. Charlie Brown Christmas. 50 years old this year.
Yeah, I'm not really into the Charlie Brown. I always thought Charlie Brown was so depressing. And that's just my opinion.
No, but I agree. It always made me feel kind of sad. And
yeah.
I mean, yay for Linus. There's actually a thing online right now you can read about Linus where he drops his blanket.
Really?
And that's his security. And he speaks a line about how we need to have faith and believe and trust. And that's where he drops his blanket. And there's a ton of symbolism in that.
What about that one kid? He always walked and had dust around. Did he ever get clean?
Pigpen. No. No, it's kind of his thing. Now he's a hipster. Scrooged is another one. Yeah. And then It's a Wonderful Life, as you mentioned. Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Oh, yes. That's
I got to tell you, I hear that song. If I hear it one more time... There will be rage. I will suffer from rage-a-hole.
Oh, there is one that you have to check out, and it's on Netflix. It's a very Murray Christmas with Bill Murray.
Mm-hmm.
It is a really good holiday movie that's on Netflix. It came out about 2 weeks ago. So if you have Netflix...
It's Bill Murray, A Very Murray Christmas.
A Very Murray
I've been hearing
Christmas.
Everybody has been talking about this. It is Turbo Man, by the way, is
Turbo
the name
Man,
of
exactly.
what they're fighting for in Jingle All the Way. And somebody else wrote Friday 3.
Friday 3. Yeah, I guess you can put that. It was.
We'll let it slide.
Yeah, we'll let
this
that.
Time. All right, we are going to come back with Moments of Gratitude. Brian Altimer sitting in with me today, host of the Sean Green Show, WGNplus.com. Continuing our Podity segment, we just let this go for the whole hour. More on Girls Night Out after. Oh, and by the way, if you have a moment of gratitude, 312-981-7200. Coming right back on WGN.